Like some jazz fans in Los Angeles, critic Kevin Whitehead feels that the city has never gotten its due as a thriving capital of jazz music. But, he says, a truer picture is now emerging thanks to various books, reissued albums, and CD anthologies devoted to jazz out west. Kevin says that one advantage of jazz looking backward these days, if you stare at something long enough, it may come into focus.
Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, 1930, with future Duke Ellington star Lawrence Brown on trombone and future vibraphonist Lionel Hampton on drums. Jazz hit L.A. early. Musicians from New Orleans were coming through by 1908. Then, a stream of immigrants from Texas made Black Los Angeles the furthest and final extension of the blues belt. Those influences, combined with the city's newfound role as entertainment capital, helped give its music a bluesy but genial urgency. T-Bone Walker with Les Heights Orchestra. This music is from the box Central Avenue Sounds, Jazz in Los Angeles, 1921 to 1956. That was the heyday of Central Avenue as Black LA's nightlife strip. The box is from Rhino and was inspired by the oral history book, also called Central Avenue Sounds, which is just out in paperback and is required reading for any serious student of jazz in Los Angeles. This is the second 4-CD set of California jazz in under a year, but only one track here is also on last winter's West Coast Jazz Box. That set posited a multicultural model of California jazz. Central Avenue Sounds focuses on the Black LA scene, locals and key visitors like Charlie Parker alike, but it's stylistically broad. There's plenty of music from both sides of the wavy line separating jazz from rhythm and blues. The selection underscores the point that jazz then, unlike jazz now, was closely tied up with popular music and its evolution. By 1953, when tenor saxophone hunker Big J. McNeely recorded his 3D Blues, he'd been making proto-rock and roll records like this for years. His brother Bobby McNeely is on baritone sax. There's lots more music in the Central Avenue box than we can hint at. Ellington leading a choir and a medley of tunes from his L.A. show Jump for Joy, some early bebop, a couple of rare but minor Charles Mingus performances, several tracks each by tenor saxophonist Wardell Gray and Dexter Gordon, and singers Nellie Lutcher, Nat Cole, and Jimmy Witherspoon. There are also three pieces by drummer Roy Porter's 1949 big band featuring the very young Eric Dolphy on alto sax. On Gassin' the Wig, Dolphy is already developing the nervous attack he'd perfect later, and he sounds like he might have heard Big J. McNeely himself. The music in this new survey of African-American jazz from L.A. is impossible to generalize about, and that's partly the point. In most any thriving jazz scene, like this one, diverse styles challenge and feed each other, and someone is always testing the limits of received wisdom. If that leads to leakage between jazz and other styles, that's nothing to worry about. Jazz's influence on other music is usually for the good.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the four CD box set Central Avenue Sounds on Rhino.